Nat, you composed an entire album of lullabies called Forever and No Time at All. What drew you to putting that together?
It was sort of in the first 9 months of my son's life after he was born. His name's Will. And I wrote a whole bunch of different little lullabies that had been sort of inspired by his different stages of development. So, you know, that moment when he sort of first communicated with me verbally, or when the first time he sort of was able to see lights and shadows in his vision, and all those little milestones of newborns. And then the missing piece of the puzzle was figuring out how could I get this music to help babies fall asleep. You know, what sort of musical parameters should I work with? So I interviewed some music therapists about the sort of kind of the musical elements that would be important. The thing that stayed with me the most when I talked to the music therapists is they really wanted to make sure that it was about keeping the whole family calm, that if the parents are calm, the baby's more likely to be calm. So I came back to this central mantra of, is this going to be the kind of music that an adult would want to listen to even if they didn't have a baby around? You know, so I sort of tried to ride that balance between it being genuinely suitable for babies, but also just something that an adult might want to hear. And then it sort of exceeded its aim, and it seems to relax people across the lifespan, which is really special.
So, Nat, if you were putting together a recipe for the best lullaby, the elements that help us the most, both children and adults, when it comes to going to sleep, what are the ingredients that you would be mixing together?
My lullaby cake.
Exactly.
Okay, so the first thing I would want to do is either come up with a simple left-hand ostinato or a repeated pattern that I can play for the duration of the lullaby, or I would come up with a very simple singable melody in my right hand, and then I would use either of those little cells of an idea to form the basis of the lullaby. And then all of my decisions from there would be about incremental changes. So it might be harmony that just shifts down step by step, or moves in the same key to somewhere quite simple and predictable. And then probably what I would try and do, if possible, is keep it. I mean, I think a mother's heartbeat is about 70 beats per minute, if I remember rightly. I would maybe try and aim for that, because it, when a baby hears that speed, it reminds them of being in the womb. Anywhere between maybe 50 beats per minute and 75 beats per minute is probably where I would put the speed of things. And then it's just about keeping it with no major surprises. So no big changes of volume or changes of speed or changes of harmony. But then, and after all of that, I come back to my central question of, if I was an adult and I didn't have a child in my life, would I still want to listen to this? Because that's the thing that for me is really important.
That sounds like a delicious lullaby cake right there, Nat Bartsch. You're with me, Greta Bradman, here on ABC Classic Breakfast, and we're chatting with Nat Bartsch about all things lullaby. And Nat wrote an entire album of lullabies called Forever and No Time at All. And Nat, you really went to a great deal of trouble to research and get under the hood with the lullaby. I'd love to ask you, how do you use lullabies now in your family and with your son, Will?
Well, Will listens to a playlist while he sleeps at night. I bought music from a whole bunch of different neoclassical musicians that I enjoy listening to, and Will does also. And it includes my lullaby album that features pretty heavily. And he still listens to it now. He's 4 years old, and he really enjoys it being, it's sort of a real cue for him that it's time to settle and go to sleep. And we play it through the night continuously. So it's on repeat. And that means that every time that he wakes up from some kind of sleep cycle, he's still reminded that it's sleep time. It's time to keep staying in bed and lying still. And, yeah, it's great.
And that works?
Does that work? It does.
Oh, my goodness. Nat, you're bringing all the goodies. thank you so much.
I hope it works
for
everybody else too.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights and your wisdom and your beautiful music with us this morning, Nat Bartsch. Oh, thank
you. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.